Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back to another I Am Goddess Lifestyle podcast. I am your host, Mona White, and you can call me Mo the Goddess. Y'all, the last time I spoke to you, I was finding my peace and reminding you how to find your peace while I was in Bali, y'all. So, since then, I have done a thing, y'all, and that thing is coming back to the United States. So if you guys are not familiar with my story, last year, exactly 16 months ago, I decided to follow my spirit, listen to my spirit, free myself, and move to Bali, Indonesia. And I trusted that the decision that I made to do that was the exact right place, right choice, right space, right time. And I did it. And it really was an amazing experience and let me know who I am. And also, it reminded me that everything that I have, that I desire, that I was looking for in my life, is already within me. So went to Bali. My original plan was to stay there 6 months to a year. I went prior to this whole pandemic, got there, pandemic hit. It was another reminder, like, look, you're protected. You're being preserved. You're being placed on, how do I say? You're being put, you know how you remove something from the, like when shit is about to crash down, you know, you're being moved aside. And I really truly felt like that, like God and the universe, the source, the divine was just moving me out of the way so that I could get the peace of mind that I needed at the time. And it was fabulous. It was amazing. So much so that although I promised myself I was only going to be there for 6 months to a year, I had made 15 months and I did not want to return home, y'all. But after that year came, I started having this feeling, that same feeling that drew me there was the same feeling that was telling me, okay, job well done. It's time for you to head on back now. I have something else for you to do. And I was like, no, is this really what I'm supposed to be doing? Like, am I supposed to be going back? I was so afraid because by that time, you know, things were being revealed here in the United States. Like this racism was finally coming out and we were seeing it. You know, like I said, this pandemic, the coronavirus, the people were dying. It was like so much going on that I was not even ready to come back over here because when I left, none of this was happening, right? So anyway, I kept getting this feeling that it was time for me to go. And I had to really trust that feeling. That same feeling that took me to that peaceful place was the same feeling that was calling me back. And although I did not want to return, I am now here. So that's just a little recap of what's been happening in my life over the past almost year and a half. But when I got back, I landed in Atlanta, Georgia. I was there for a month. And now I'm in my original home state of Las Vegas, Nevada. I have been here, this is almost a week now I've been here in Las Vegas. And y'all, I mean, like, oh my God, it is completely something that is unfamiliar again. Like, imagine being born and raised in a place, and then being removed from that place and going somewhere else and enjoying it and loving it and understanding, like, dang, this was here for you all along. You could have left a long time ago. And then elevating and going abroad and realizing on a higher level, like, you could have did this a long time ago. And now going back to the original place, I feel so out of place. How many of us right now are in a space and in a time in our lives where, although this is all that we've known, and this is the way that we've been functioning, you feel out of place. You no longer fit. It no longer feels good. It no longer seems easy. It no longer feels like something that you've ever even known. So that's where I'm at. And I was sitting here talking to one of my spiritual sisters on the phone, and she just reminded me. She was like, oh, I can see, you know, I'm watching you on social media, and I can see how you almost look like the life has been drained from you, like your energy has been sucked out of you. Like the energy that you had in Bali has just dissipated. And I felt some type of way about that because I'm like, no, that's not what I want. But I've always been the type of person who is unable to hide the way she feels and hide my emotions. Like everything that I'm feeling, people can actually see. And for her to be able to see that, like way in New York, and just by watching me on social media, it was kind of like a wake-up call for me. Like, nah, sis, nah. You know too much now. You've experienced too much. You were just put over there to be reminded that you deserve luxury. You deserve peace. You deserve freedom. It was just a reminder that it's already here for you. So no matter where you are, you still possess that power, girl. That same power that took you abroad is the same power that you possess while you're here. So don't let this place, because y'all know, or maybe you don't know, but the United States has a way of making you feel like you have to fall in line with what everyone else is doing, how everyone else is doing, and at the pace that everyone else is doing it at. So she reminded me, like, girl, no. You still the goddess, honey. Hello? You are still the goddess, honey. It's just a matter of you applying what you have experienced in your new life in America, no matter how long you're here for. Because I was putting pressure on myself, like, oh my God, I came here, it was a mistake. I gotta go back. But I know that my spirit will never lead me astray. If we follow how we feel on the inside, y'all, if we follow our inner guidance system, it will never lead us astray. No matter how uncomfortable or unfamiliar it might be for us, if we follow our spirit, it's going to lead us right where we need to be at the right time. And it's always done that. If I trusted it to go to Bali, Indonesia and live this beautiful life, I have to also trust it to be here in the United States to also be reminded that the beautiful life doesn't go away. Like, God ain't going to give you something, dangle it in your face and then take it back from you. If you're doing what you are supposed to be doing, if you're doing the work, if you're listening, if you're tuning in, if you're understanding, if you're flowing, if you are obedient, if you're sowing, you know what I'm saying? He ain't going to just give you this and go, I just wanted to tease you. I'm taking it back. No, you go from glory to glory. So even if this is the jump off spot, you are in the right spot at the right time, and you have to trust that. And I know it's so uncomfortable. It's so uncomfortable. It's so uncomfortable but I'm too wise to feel like I have made a mistake. So she's told me, she goes, nah, you just got to set your tone. You got to make your time because you're back and you're better. So no matter how long you are here for, you back and you better. Keep shining that light on the inside of you, queen. Don't forget that light. You have power. And you know that you have power because look, who goes to a whole nother country at the spur of the moment, lives there for 15 months, don't miss a beat, feel free, feel love, feel peace. And then come back and feel like, oh, now I got to fall back into the matrix and the rat race. Nah, you don't have to do that. You have the power within you. Don't allow yourself to stay in an uncomfortable place because you are fearful of the unfamiliar. Don't get comfortable with the uncomfortable. Don't conform. Don't forget your power that you possess. Don't turn your ears off from your inner guidance that's leading you, that is speaking to you, that is telling you who you are. Don't let the world tell you who you are. Be who God created you to be. God created you to be that powerful woman, to do that courageous thing in your life. Don't forget that. Just like you thrived when you listened to that, you're going to thrive because you listened when it was time to come back. So I'm still trying to figure out what the lesson and the message is for me being back here in the United States. And I truly believe that this is the farewell. I truly believe that this is the farewell, and I don't have to rush away. I just need to find and set the tone for myself here now. I have to, you know, arrange my time. I have to develop my time management here now, because in Bali, there is no time. I didn't even wear no watch. Nobody wears a watch in Bali. Time doesn't matter. Time doesn't exist. You just flow. But in the United States, it's hard to live that way. So now I have to set the tone and I have to manage my time to be able to thrive and find my peace and freedom here. It's just in a different way. It's just doing a different thing, but I'm back and I'm better. So no matter how long I'm here for, I'm better. And when I go back to wherever I go, I'm going to be even better, you know? So I just had to be reminded of that. And I wanted to come on here and give you guys not only an update, but to remind you to come back better. Come back harder. Set your tone. Understand that you might be in a funky and unfamiliar place, but you're still okay. You still possess the power. Don't let the world tell you who you are. Understand who you were created to be. And you just walk in that. You trust that. You flow in that. You become that. You live that. You exude that. You speak that. You stand in that. You own that. You embrace it. You know what I'm saying? Like, really embrace that. So I just have to set the tone for myself. I have to journal. I have to meditate. I'm in Las Vegas. It's like yesterday was over 110 degrees. It was about 113 to 115 degrees outside yesterday. Nobody functions well in that kind of heat, you know? So now I have to set a time where I can get into a space and do the things where I find my peace. The things where I find my peace is working out. Okay, let me go and get in a good gym. Even if that means I have to go to the gym at nighttime. The gyms are 24 hours here. I can do that. But don't neglect the things that nourish me, that give me peace, that give me calmness, that make me happy, that help me to feel free just because of what's going on outside of me. Remembering what is going on the inside of me and trusting that is the most important thing. So that's my reminder to you, and I'm just sharing with you how I am doing me, and hopefully something resonates with you that you can apply to your life and you can set the tone for yourself in this new space. You can find your time and you can come back bigger and better. But in the meantime, and in between time, until the next time, you be fit, be fierce, be fabulous. Healthy is the new sexy. Bye, y'all.